So we are picking up Emes Hashem on Samach Gimel Amud Beis, and at 63B, at the two dots, Pasach Reb Nechemiah Bichvod Achsanya, which is 2, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines up from the bottom. Pasach Reb Nechemiah Bichvod Achsanya V'Dorosh. So remember again, we are continuing. The Gemara was talking about the different teachings which were given over in Kerem B'Yavne, in the vineyard in Yavne, which was one of the places where, in Yavne, which was where the Sanhedrin relocated to. So Rabbi Nechemiah began his shir by talking about Derech Eretz Kavod to his hosts. My dechsiv, what's the meaning of the pasuk that says, "Ve'emar shala akeni luchu suru redumi toch hameliki penosivcho imo va'ato va'asiso chesim kol b'nei Yisrael." So remember again, King Shaul is getting ready to go ahead and do war with Amalek. And so he says to the Keni, that you have to go ahead and move away from Amalek, lest you get caught up in the war effort against Amalek. So remember again, the Keni are descendants from Yisro. So ultimately, again, Shaul expresses his hakaras hatov to Yisro by telling the descendants of Yisro to get out of harm's way. So the Gemara says, "V'halu dram kavachomer ma so ma Yisro shelo karaves Moshe elachvod atzmo." So now, what do you see from here? You see that ultimately, again, Yisro, who went ahead and treated Moshe Rabbeinu favorably, now literally brought him close. Why did he bring him close? For his own kavod. Meaning what? That Yisrael wanted to marry off his daughter, and then ultimately, again, he sees who Moshe Rabbeinu is. So he treated Moshe Rabbeinu well, lav dafka for Moshe Rabbeinu, but for Yisrael. So Yisrael, who acted in a self-serving fashion, but happened to benefit Moshe Rabbeinu, and that manifests itself by the fact that Shaul saves Yisro's descendants, the Keni, from Amalek, or I should say from being destroyed together with Amalek. So to kach hamareach tamt chacham besoch beso umachilo mashkeu mahaneo minachas valachas kama v'kama. All the more so that if one goes ahead and hosts a tamt chacham in his house and gives him to eat and gives him to drink and allows him to benefit from his property, all the more so. In other words, even though I'm going ahead and maybe I'm giving all this to a tamt chacham for my own kavod, right? I want to be a person who hosts Talmid Chacham. I want to be a person who supports Torah. So I'm doing it out of my own kavod. But nevertheless, we see that even when you do something for your own kavod, it has a positive effect. Incredible. Pasach Rabbi Yossi b'chvod achsanya v'darash. Rabbi Yossi began also by talking about the kavod of his hosts in Yavne, and he said as follows: Lo tisoyv adomi ki achicha hu, lo tisoyv mitzri ki ger hayisa b'arto. The Torah says, do not go ahead and mistreat an Adomi, a descendant of Esav, because he is your brother, and do not go ahead and afflict the Mitzri, because you are a stranger in his land. So the Gemara says, "Valod varm kavachomer uma Mitzrim shelo kerba Yisrael tzorech atzmon shne'emar v'miyadata v'yishpam anshei chayal v'samtem srei mikne ala sherli." So remember again, the Mitzrim is true. The Mitzrim went ahead and they gave us a place to stay. Now understand that in the beginning, this is before servitude, the Egyptians were willing to extend their hospitality, but remember, they also utilized the Jewish skills for their own benefits as soldiers, as shepherds. So again, so it's true the Mitzrim gave us hospitality, but it was for their own benefit. And yet, again, even though it was self-serving benefit, but yet, again, we are prohibited from mistreating the Mitzri. Ultimately, again, so all the more so, one who goes ahead, and same thing we said before, takes care of a Talmud Chacham, gives him to eat, gives him to drink, gives him a place to stay, allows him to share in his possessions, certainly will receive brachas on. Now remember, again, because all of the Rabbanim are being housed in Yavne by people after the Sanhedrin relocated, so they're extolling, they're telling the people that the chesed, the hachnasas archim that you are extending to us, will be of incredible benefit to you. So again, all of these Gemaras kind of begin in the same way. So here, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi Galili, also goes ahead and begins to go ahead and speak about the kavod of his host. How so? So the Gemara says as follows: Vayivarech Hashem es Oved Edom ba'avur Aron Elokim. So Hashem Baruch Hu blessed Oved Edom. That was the name of a guy, right? Because Oved Edom kept the Aron in his home. This is right in the days of David HaMelech. So there was this period of time where Oved Edom went ahead and kept the Aron safe. Followed Ram Kavachomer. Now again, and Oved Edom was blessed. He was blessed for that. Followed Ram Kavachomer. Ma Aron Shelo Achol Shasa Eliki Bedrives Lefanov. So listen to this. Now, obviously, when Oved Edom housed the Aron didn't require upkeep, right? They didn't have to feed it, they didn't have to drink it, they just had to keep the space clean. And yet, again, Oved Edom was rewarded for his hospitality. Hamarech Tam Tchachem Ezoch Bezo. One who hosts Tam Tchachem in his home, Umachilo, Umashkio, Mahaneo, Menechasov. And he does give him to eat, he does give him to drink, and he allows him to benefit from his property. Alachas Kama Vakama. All the more so, he will receive brachot. It's beautiful. So the Gemara says, "Mahi bracha sheberchu." By the way, what is the bracha that Obed Edom got for housing and taking care of the Aron? Amram Yehuda Bar Zvida, zu chamos ushmona kaloseha. So ultimately, again, so the Gemara says, "Sheyaldu shisha shisha bekerem echad." So this refers ultimately again to chamos. Sorry, to zu chamos v'chamosel. Sorry, zu chamos ushmona kalaseh. This refers ultimately again to a mother-in-law and her eight daughters-in-law. Sheyaldu shisha shisha bekeres echad. So again, it's actually a reference to Obed Edom's wife and his daughters-in-law, who Baruch Hashem gave birth to six children with each birth, six sons with each birth. Shene'emar bosai samech dalad amad aleph. Last amad of the Masechta, 64a. Shene'emar pu'alti hashmini ki berchu Elokim. Kol eila mibnei Oved Edom hema ubnei vachem anshe ish chayil bakoach lavod shishim ushnayim la'Oved Edom. Okay, so the Gemara goes ahead and brings this as a raya. Point over here is that Oved Edom and his wife and his daughters-in-law were blessed with multiple births, and that bracha was attributed to the fact that they housed the Aron. Amr Rabbi Avin Halevi, kol adoche kas asha, sha doch kaso. So this is a beautiful, beautiful Gemara. So literally, again, whoever forces the moment pushes back. But whoever yields, right before the moment, Shah nidches mipanav. So the moment yields for him. Shabbos says, so this is a really incredible, incredible Gemara. Well, we know this just from our own life experience, that in life, it's not only about doing the right thing, but it's about doing the right thing in the right time. And there is often this very delicate dance between pushing for something to occur, versus recognizing that maybe it's not yet the right time for this particular thing to occur. So the Gemara literally says, if you push the time, right? If you push the moment, you push the Shah, and it's not the right time, so the moment will push back on you. But on the other hand, if you kind of like yield in front of the moment, so the moment will yield for you. So the Gemara says, where do we get this from? Midraba v'Rav Yosef. So again, this is based on the story of Rabbi and Rav Yosef. What happened? The Rav Yosef Sinai, the Rabbi Oker Harem. It's also incredible, incredible Gemara. So Rabbi and Rav Yosef were both great Talmidei Chachamim, but had very different types of knowledge. Rav Yosef was what's called a Sinai. A Sinai is like a person of, like an encyclopedic mind. He has all the knowledge, but doesn't necessarily have, you know, wasn't the intellectual analysis type. On the other hand, Rabba was an Oker Harem, literally an uprooter of mountains, which means he had a keen and insightful intellect. So the Gemara says, it's tricha luhu shaita. So what happened? So they needed a new Rosh Yeshiva. Shalchu l'hasam. So ultimately, again, so the Rabbanim in Babel sent the message to the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Sinai v'Oker Harem ezem em kodem. Right? If there's a choice between a Sinai and an Oker Harem, who should you choose? Right? So we need one Rosh Yeshiva. Who should we choose? Should we choose the person with the voluminous amount of knowledge, or should we choose the person with the insightful analytical insights, analytical skills? Shalchu lahu Sinai kodem shachal tzirich lemarichit chitaya. Sinai is more important. Why? Because everyone needs, ultimately, literally translated, the master of wheat, which that means is, in other words, the one who is the repository of knowledge, he's the greater source of knowledge. In other words, keen intellect and intellectual analysis is great, but if you have nothing to analyze, then ultimately it's a bracha levatol, it's for nothing. So the Maisa, really, a Sinai is most important. Afal pikein lo kibel alav Rav Yosef, da amri leik, so listen to this. Rav Yosef, remember, Rav Yosef was the Sinai, so they offered the position to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef didn't accept it. Why? Because Rav Yosef had been told by astrologers, Malachta Tartin Shnin. Ultimately, again, you're only going to go ahead. They told him that there was like a prophecy, like they saw somehow in the astrological signs, they saw that he was going to be Rosh Yeshiva for 2 years and then he was going to die. So he didn't want to accept the position because he recognized that he would have it for a very short amount of time and then he would die. So what did he do? He defers to Rabba. Malach Rabba Esrin of Tartan Shnin. So Rabba became Rosh Yeshiva for 22 years. Then Rabba died. After that, Malach Rav Yosef Tartin Shneinu Palga. So after that, Rav Yosef held the position for 2.5 years. So the idea is, Rav Yosef ultimately again became the Rosh Yeshiva, but Lamaisa only after Rabba, and he added on 20 years to his life. So the Gemara says, "Kol Hanach Shani Demalach Rabba." All the years that Rabba was the Rosh Yeshiva, Afilu Umana Lebeise Lokara. Ultimately, again, this is incredible. He would not go ahead and even allow a blood letter to come to his home. Now, what does that mean? So apparently, if you weren't so chashiv, you go to the blood letter. If you're very chashiv, the blood letter comes to you. So all the years that Rabba was the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yosef did not allow himself any of the trappings of leadership. He just did not want to in any way impugn upon Rabba's position. And again, he felt it wasn't yet the right time. Incredible. So we'll do one more. But I'm Rabbi Avin Alevi said as follows. What's the meaning of the pasuk? Yan Hashem biyom tzara yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. What's the meaning of the pasuk ultimately that says that literally Hashem will answer you in your day of need? Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. The name of Hashem will give you strength. What does this mean? Elohei Yaakov. Avram Yitzchak. Why is it called the God of Yaakov, not the God of Avram Yitzchak? Mikan lebala kore sheikones ba'avya shel kora. What do you see from here? That when people are carrying a beam together, the person who owns the beam has to shoulder the heaviest part of the beam. So this is incredible. So too again, Yaakov Avinu, who is responsible for the Shvatim, ultimately again he shoulders, so to speak, the responsibility of Klal Yisrael even more than Avram and Yitzchak. Quite incredible. One more piece. So I'm Rabbi Avin Alevi. Whoever goes ahead and benefits from a meal that a Talmud Chacham is part of. So the Gemara says, Kilu nenem is a Shechina. It's as if he benefits from the Shechina itself. Shene Mar Vayavu Aaron v'cholzik ne'Yisrael lecho lechem im chosin Moshe lifnei Elokim. That Aaron and all the elders of Israel came to eat bread with Moshe, or I should say, with Yisro, the father-in-law of Moshe, before Hashem. V'chil lifnei Elokim achlu? So I don't understand. They ate before God? V'halo lifnei Moshe achlu? They're coming to eat with Moshe Rabbeinu. Elomer lecha, what does it come to teach you? Kal ha-ne'enem yisudah t'atamut chacham shari b'socha, kilu ne'enem yisiv ha-shechina. So what do you see from here? That halacha l'maisa, whoever goes ahead and benefits from a su'uda that a Talmud Chacham is partaking of, it's as if he's gone ahead and benefits from the actual Shechina itself. All right, boss, we'll stop over here for today. We'll do one more. I'm going to try to record the last segment of the Masechta Miras Hashem before Shabbos, and then we'll go into Shabbos having completed Maseches Brachos. Shkoyach, everyone.